The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Brian Parras, P-E-R-R-A-S, is running for Congressional District 29. Brian, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us about yourself.
I'm a third-generation veteran. I served in the United States Navy on board the USS Enterprise. My dad was a two-tour Vietnam Army vet, passed away from Agent Orange, and my grandfather was Navy Pearl Harbor. I played college baseball after the military, and I've had some businesses here and there, but I'm a disabled veteran. That's pretty much what I do now.
So tell us about your interest in running for 29. That's Cardenas' district, right?
Yes, sir.
What made you come forward and say, hey, I want a chance at this?
To be honest with you, it's looking around the city and the district. I got tired of seeing what's going on. The people weren't being served, and the veterans are not being served, and the Sepulveda VA is in that district, and I'm there all the time, and I see a lot of veterans that are not being treated well, and just overall the American people are being failed by Tony Cardenas.
So walk us through the specific challenges and what needs to be fixed.
Homelessness, crime, jobs, a lot of... If you look down, go down Van Nuys Boulevard, you see all the office buildings, they're empty. We need to lower the small business tax, bring jobs back in there, infrastructure. The schools need to be reformed. You got Panorama City High School that needs a lot of help. And it's not fair to the kids either. And so I'm in here. I want to fight for the American people. I don't care if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent. As a veteran, we serve the country for the people, not for a party. And I don't care who you are, Hispanic, white, black, blue, I'm going to serve you. And that's what I want to do, is serve the people.
Now, I know that President Trump has been working to fix some of the challenges of the VA. Some things are better. Some things need more work.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. He's definitely helped a lot. But, yeah, like you said, it needs a lot of work. It's pretty much like in a big plumbing is messed up. You know, you got so many leaks, but you only fix like maybe a few of it just to hold it over temporarily. We have to do a major plumbing haul and just fix it all, because like we have Veterans Choice, which has helped a lot. 30 days or more, if you have to wait for your appointment, you get to go seek outside like private care, which has been beneficial, especially for someone like me. I've been diagnosed with PTSD and just various other injuries that caused me to have to be out of the military. And when they first sent me for an appointment, I had to wait over a year and a half. But because of President Trump's 30-day VA Veterans Choice Award, I got to seek outside help within the next 30 days, and I've been getting treated with that. And so it's been a blessing, but there's too many veterans dying, waiting for care. And actually, the people that are taking care of us, not all of them have good attitudes. They act like we're inconveniencing them, and I don't like that. Like, we're there. Hey, you know, we don't want to be there either, but we have to be because we need our help.
So the current incumbent, you're feeling like that's a particular area that he hasn't done a lot to improve.
Oh, sir, he hasn't done anything. I've even talked to constituents that voted for him that aren't happy with him and think he's done a bad job, because we have homeless everywhere all over the district. There's crime and gangs all over. Jobs have left. And he's failing the people. He's lying in his pockets. But if you look at Ballotpedia, it has him as an average candidate. You know, he just wants to keep his job and stay in. But like I said, he just wants to keep his job, keep fattening in his pocket, and doing what the party wants.
On the homeless issue, what could be done?
Well, it's a big mental and drug rehab issue. So what we need to do is, for veterans, is I can at the VA Sepulveda, I can open mental and drug rehab facilities, get the veterans in there, and then for the rest of the homeless, you give them the option. You either go to jail or you open mental facilities for them to go to. And if they don't want to do that, oh, well, that's your only two options in it. Or they leave my district and they go to another district and camp out.
What else needs to be done? What else would you want to do? I know the homeless issue is a big one. You talk about the VA issue, maybe some interrelated things there. We have a lot of veterans who are homeless.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, definitely. And a lot of veterans are killing themselves every day, 22 a day. But, yeah, the veterans, for sure need to be taken care of. These men and women served our country. They should not, nobody should be sleeping on the street, period, if you're an American citizen. And we're giving millions of dollars to illegal immigrants without having, but then I want to bring jobs back. If you look at, go down to Van Nuys Boulevard, all the office buildings are empty. We need to bring jobs back in, infrastructure. A lot of things need to be done there, school reform.
A lot of people, you know, use the party labels, Democrat, Republican. What do you think about labels? Do you think there's something that that needs to be done that transcends all that?
Yes. I hate labels. I don't like identity politics. So let me give you an example. So when you serve this country, you know, I'll be honest. I never knew if I served with a Republican, a Democrat, independent. You know what we were? We were Americans. We were fighting for the Constitution of the United States to keep each and everybody's individual civil liberties. And less government, more freedom for the American people in the district, because that's what I want to do. Is I want them to have the choice, the freedoms to do what they want, because this is what the country was founded on, is independence.
District 29, Brian Perras, P-E-R-R-A-S. What's the website?
P-E-R-R-A-S, Perras for Congress, F-O-R-C-O-N-G-R-E-S, ParrasForCongress.com.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you, sir. Appreciate you.